You are listening to Mornings with Tozer, daily devotional readings. August 9th, a heavenly fragrance. To the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 3:13. I have been affected in my own heart and life by reading the testimonies and commentaries of humble men of God, whom I consider to be among the great souls of Christian church history. From them I have learned that the word and idea of holiness, as originally used in the Hebrew, did not have, first of all, the moral connotation. The original root of the word holy was of something beyond, something strange and mysterious and awe-inspiring. When we consider the holiness of God, we talk about something heavenly, full of awe, mysterious, and fear-inspiring. This is supreme when it relates to God, but it is also marked in men of God and deepens as men become more like God. It is a sense of awareness of the other world, a mysterious quality and difference that has come to rest upon some men and women. That is a holiness. When those persons with this special quality and mysterious presence are morally right and walking in all of the holy ways of God, and carrying without even knowing it the fragrance of a kingdom that is supreme above the kingdoms of this world, I am ready to accept that as being of God and from God. Heavenly Father, you are full of awe and wonder, yet you are the majestic creator of the universe who wants to connect with his creation in an intimate manner. Why would anyone choose not to worship you as the supreme giver of life?
You've been listening to the Mornings with Tozer podcast. To receive a free 4-week devotional, visit awtozer.com.